Anyhow, let's get on with the show. Jim, would you like to introduce our first guest?
Well, again, I'm really delighted. The two people that we have on the phone waiting to tell us their story is, of course, Mickey Beer, the Executive Officer and Program Manager for the Hills Community Aid, and Dr. Michelle Byrne, our wonderful mayor, who does such a sterling job. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning, Jimmy. Good morning, Darren. How are you going?
Really, really good. And can I just say to all our listeners, to Mickey first, congratulations on becoming having another grandchild yesterday. So congratulations, Mickey, on behalf of Darren and myself. I got him before he did.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
And can I say also to Madam Mayor, happy birthday for yesterday. I shouldn't say that. That's just a private conversation. So no one will hear that. But happy birthday for yesterday and to your beautiful two little princesses on Monday.
Well, thank you.
So really good. If I can just say, you know, the winter sleepout, it's such an amazing concept, Madam Mayor, that you gave, if I can use the term, gave birth to the innovation, the compassion and love with regards to the sleep out. What's it trying to achieve with the Hills community? I think that's really important. And in fact, I might even ask Mickey, you must be very pleased of the union, if you like, between our mayor and her contribution and leadership in pulling together a fantastic event to raise much needed funds.
Hills Community Aid is very honoured to have the support of our mayor, particularly for the Hillsman Asleep Out, amongst other things. She's also our patron, so we're very, very fortunate to be able to have that support. The Hillsman Asleep Out is our annual fundraiser, now a fundraising event for the year. So we're very, very fortunate, and the money that it raises does go to a very, very worthy cause, and one that's very, very important to us.
And what is so outstanding with this wonderful organisation, the both of you, is that you put your values on the line. That's what I love, that you in every way want to contribute to the community in which we live in. And at the end of the day, our brothers and sisters, and I say it in that context, are beneficiaries of people like you. And on behalf of Darren and myself and Spotlight and 90.5 FM, we say thank you, thank you, thank you. And we really mean that. If I can just ask, and that was just simply a comment, Michelle, if I can call you that in the context of our conversation, what are some of the memorable moments you've had over the last 8 years? I was trying to do a calculation. I think when you came, you and I spoke about this, you came and said, I want to do this, and it started to have its own life and started to grow up from an idea into an adolescence, now into full maturity over those 8 years. I would say that there's probably raised somewhere in the order of $300,000 to $400,000 during that time from our community. What are some of the most memorable moments that you've been able to reflect upon over that time?
Oh, so many highlights, I think, for me over 8 years. I think obviously one of the highlights, of course, was the very first year, and we wondered how it would go. And we had a decent number to show up, and we raised a bit of money, which was fantastic. So that first year was definitely a highlight, to see how the community would take to it, and the fact that it's grown over the years and it's gotten bigger and bigger and bigger, and it still continues to grow. I think for me, some of the highlights have been the people that have come along. So, for example, we've actually had people who have been homeless in the hills join us at the sleep out. I think we could never forget Andy and his dog.
I agree.
Was homeless in Castle Hill, and he came and shared his story, and he made the sleep out real. He made it real. It wasn't just that we're all having a nice slumber party out in the street. He made it real in that he was able to tell us his story. You know, he went from being a chemical engineer, so he was a very, very smart man, to developing a mental illness, to family breakdown and all those sorts of things, and finding himself out on the street. And the fact that he was a rough sleeper in Castle Hill, and he was in Castle Hill for a long time. He's now down in Parramatta. And you wouldn't even know he was there. He's sleeping on the streets in the hills, and no one was really too aware of it. We also had another man, I think it was, must have been 2015 or 2016, and he was sleeping in his truck. He also had a mental illness and was sleeping in his truck. So the fact that we've had these people over the years from our own community come along to the sleep out and share their story has just been incredible. And I think for me, that has been the highlight. And then, of course, Big Issue as well. We always have someone from the Big Issue come along. And I didn't know much about the Big Issue until they started coming to the sleep out, and I learned all about the fact that it's a social enterprise that gives people who are homeless an opportunity to earn money and to regain their independence and start to feel better about themselves. So I think those for me have been probably the most memorable moments, apart from the fact that I've loved seeing the community together, and I love seeing relationships form and the networking that goes on. So you come to the sleep out, you've got nothing to do but to talk to people all night, and you really get to know people that you would never have had that chance to get to know. So to see friendships, relationships form through the sleep out in our community has been magical as well.
Very fortunate to have on the line Mickey Beer, the Executive Officer and Project Manager, Hills Community Aid, and of course our wonderful Dr. Michelle Byrne, the Mayor of the Hills, telling us all about the winter sleep out that's coming about. Darren, some questions. I know you're very interested.
Well, I'm thinking it will be my fourth Hills winter sleep out this year, I believe, and last year was all a bit different with COVID and the like. But I was just reflecting on what Madam Mayor was saying, Michelle was saying, about the Big Issue and learning about that social enterprise. And you see them in the street, you think, well, what's it all about and what are they trying to do? And when you understand they're trying to actually make their own living by doing that, you have much more appreciation for that as well. And I learned all about that by listening to one of the Big Issue vendors at the Hills Winter Sleepout, I think it was 2 years ago. So I really appreciate that, and I really appreciate what you and others do for the Hills Winter Sleepout. My question, just before we go to the break, and this is for Mickey, she might be able to tell me more about this. Is the Hills Winter Sleepout just for older folk, or can the younger people
or
get involved?
Or people like me.
Or me, Jim.
Yeah, okay, good. I just want to get that right.
we certainly encourage everybody in the community to get involved. And that was one of the beauties of last year. Whilst the Hills Winter Sleepout was a little bit different and we hosted it from home, families were able to be involved. And this year again, we've now broadened the Hills Winter Sleepout so that everybody can be involved. You can sleep at the farm or you can sleep at home and rough sleep at home. Previous years we've had different schools that have been involved and come and sleep out. They've been able to include that as part of their society and culture modules and really be able to experience sleeping out rough for a night as well. So no, we encourage anybody from child, as long as they're with a parent, right through to any age, come and sleep out. As Michelle said, it's a fantastic opportunity to be able to meet some new people and to certainly learn a little bit more about what homelessness looks like in the hills.
Well, Mickey, Madam Mayor, we're going to go to a little break and come back and find out much more about this wonderful event and how our listeners can help raise much-needed funds for these wonderful organisations. You're on Alive 90.5 with Darren and Jim on Spotlight, and we'll be back just after this little break.
Alive 90.5.
It's 20 minutes past 10, Alive 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren.
Really delighted to have on the line Mickey Beer, the Executive Officer and Program Manager for the Hills Community Aid, and of course, Dr. Michelle Byrne, our Mayor for the Hills Shire. To both of you, Mickey, just one quick question if I can. You have been very much at the grassroots level of helping people. Do you have any memorable moments in which you felt so personally gratified by helping organisations or helping people?
There's so many stories that I tell people about the assistance that this funding provides to people from the winter sleep out. I was just trying to look up some very quick stats, and I don't have the exact, but I can give you some rough ones. So from around 2000 and probably the last 3 years, so what would that be, 2018, 2017?
Yep.
The funding has assisted around 92 adults, or over now, but over 92 adults to be able to remain in their home or to be able to move to a safe home. And with that 92 adults, there's another 98 children that's assisted. That's you know, huge. We're talking more than 200 people now. As I said, those stats aren't up to date for today. But there's children included who, through the funding and through the sleep out, have been able to remain in their homes or move to safe homes. There's one, lots of stories that we, for people that we assist who have left domestic violence relationships, and have maybe gone into and been lucky enough to find a space in a refuge for some of them, have been able to get the assistance to be able to move into a home but don't have the money to pay bonds and things like that. So we've been able to come forward and been able to assist them with the money for the bond so that they're able to move into a safe home. Last year there was quite a few people, particularly with, you know, COVID and different changes, that we were able to assist for them to be able to remain in their home, because financial circumstances constantly changed for people last year. And they were people of all ages. They weren't just, you know, young people. They weren't just old people. They were people of every age group. And people who would have said, I'd never thought that it would be me who needed to ask for this assistance. So many times I hear people say that.
And I think, Mickey, if I can just say this on behalf of Darren and I, you understand the merit and the compassion of a society in the way they look after their people.
Mm.
And ask people to think about that and to really reflect on. And Darren and I were talking through the break, and we're just saying how we treat our brothers and sisters is really a reflection of what we want our world to be, our community to be. And again, we've just got to say to both of you, and we sincerely mean this, thank you for taking on this important challenge and helping with the resources that both of you have. Darren, you've got a couple of questions.
Yeah, I was just thinking, so last year, and thank you, Mickey and Michelle, I second that thanks from Jim as well, but last year it was very different, and so COVID, and we had a virtual winter sleep out with a few here, actually hosted by Live 90.5, and we learnt more about couch surfing, because a lot of us went couch surfing for the night, and I know that is kind of like a hidden homelessness as well, so you might... Michelle, you might like to talk a bit about that, but also a bit about how we're going to probably reinvent the couch surfing idea this year to allow more people to take part in the Hills Winter Sleepout.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think, you know, homelessness takes many forms. And when we started the Sleepout, we actually really wanted to educate the community about the forms of sleep of homelessness and the forms that exist in the hills. Because naturally, when you think about homelessness, you think about rough sleepers, you think about, you know, men and women in torn clothes, sleeping on the streets of the city and Parramatta, but it's not as obvious here in the hills. So the form it seems to take in the hills is couch surfing. So people who have, you know, family breakdowns, financial issues, can't afford a roof over their own head, staying on the couches of their friends and family. The other form seems to be domestic violence, so women and children fleeing domestic violence as well. So that's the forms it takes in the hills. And that was the whole point of the sleep out as well. I mean, it's really great to raise money to help people in our community. But I think that education piece is so important, and making people aware that homelessness does exist here in the hills, and we do have the same social issues in the hills, unfortunately, that other areas of Sydney experience as well. And it's just in the hills, it's just so well hidden. And I think we're a community as well who's, we're very proud. We don't like to tell people we've got problems, but these problems exist here in the hills. And that was also the other point in the hills sleep out as well, is to reach into the community to find these people that need our help and to help them. If one person in our community needs help, then we need to help them. We need to find them and we need to assist them. And that was the driver behind the sleep out as well, is to help those in their own backyard, in their own community, who are going unnoticed and who have issues and have problems and need our help.
And Michelle, if I can just say, Darren and I were just talking about this, could you imagine getting to that stage where it would be safer to sleep in a park that you know nothing about than to go back to a home that apparently or seemingly is one full of love and a family and all that? So imagine making that call, that call to say, I would be better off in terms of risk planning.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think that's the other thing with the sleep out as well, because it's actually not pleasant. The sleep out, it's cold, it's wet.
Yep.
You spend the entire night wishing that you were at home in your own bed, but it makes you really grateful for what you do have. And the fact that, you know, all of us get to go home at night, we have a roof over our heads, we have warm food on the table every single night. But that's not necessarily the case for everyone in this community. And I think the thing with homelessness as well is it could technically happen to any of us. We could have a relationship breakdown. We could develop a mental illness. We could lose our jobs. All these sorts of factors could actually happen to us. So we could actually find ourselves homeless as well. So I think that's the big thing about Sleep Out. And the thing I really love about it is I go home so grateful for what I actually have. And I think it puts the world back into perspective as well. So we get so caught up in stuff that at the end of the day probably really doesn't matter that there are people in our community who are facing these issues like, you know, domestic violence, homelessness, those sorts of things. So we're very fortunate to have what we have.
We do. And we so that brings us right to the point of, Mickey, how can we and our listeners... I was just speaking, Darren is the vice chairman of 90.5 FM. He's just informed us that the radio station is getting behind this at the board level and also Spotlight is clearly behind this wonderful concept. Our listeners, how can they get involved? Where do they go? If they can't be there, how can they give you $5, $10, $1 million, whatever? Tell us about that, because that's what the, you know, this wonderful interview is about. It's about getting those resources.
Sure. So the Hillsborough Sleep Out this year, as we said, is going to be hosted at the Bella Vista Farm. So everybody is welcome to come and join us for the night, sleep rough, sleep out in the cold, and experience what it is like to be potentially homeless for one night. The Hillsborough Sleep Out this year is going to be held on Saturday the 14th of August, which is in Homeless Persons Week, so that we, and as we've talked about a couple of times, if you can't sleep out at the farm but you'd still like to support the event, you can register and get sponsorship to sleep out at home and sleep rough in your own home. Or you can just go and support somebody else who's already sleeping out and make a donation.
And can people, sorry, Mickey, can people, say, sponsor the mayor, for example, because I know the mayor is raising much-needed funds. You can sponsor lots of people, but if they want to sponsor our mayor, they can do that?
They certainly can, and our mayor certainly likes that because it does become a little bit of a competition in the sponsorship side of things and who... raises the most amount of sponsorship. So you can certainly find out a lot more information. We've got a Facebook page that's kept up to date called the Hills Winter Sleep Out, and you can follow the event and the Facebook page there. You can also find the event online at thehillswintersleepout2021.raisley.com. So that's the Hills Winter Sleep Out 2021. Raisley.com, and you can find out a lot more there. So everybody, as we said, is more than welcome. Just quickly, I just wanted to also touch on, as Michelle was saying, you know, about sleeping out, and it does make you appreciate. I think the other thing that homelessness in the hills certainly highlights to me is the isolation that some people must be feeling and the isolation they must be suffering. You know, for all of us here, we're fortunate. As Michelle said, we go home. We go home to a nice warm house with, you know, family, or we have a comfy bed to sleep in. And if something happened and we couldn't go to our home for the night, we all have somebody here who would take us in for a night and somewhere where we could sleep warm for that night. You know, when you're sleeping in a car or sleeping somewhere else, you don't have any of that. So it is something that's very, very isolating. And for people, then they become quite ashamed to talk about it. So it is important that we have places like Hills Community Aid so that people can come in here. We've got sacred communities worker who that person can talk to. We've got financial inclusion workers who can provide assistance. And it is really important that we continue to raise the money so that these programs can be there and that support can be offered to people and that we talk about homelessness and not make it. So it's a taboo to talk about. We need to talk about it. We need to have it so that people feel and know where to go if they are suffering or at risk of suffering homeless. We don't want people to become homeless before they talk or reach out. We want them to know and be able to reach out before they get to that point too.
Mickey, can I just say, on behalf of Spotlight, Darren and myself, to you and to our mayor, thank you so much for your leadership. We wish you all the best. We will have you back probably another once at least to let our listeners know about how much money we're raising. Have a wonderful day, and thanks again for joining us on Spotlight on 90.5 this morning with Aaron and Jim.
Thank you for having us, and thanks for your support as well.
Have a great morning.
Alive 90.5.